Mesechtes Mikvoyos Perik Aleph Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah continues to tell us bodies of water which have additional advantages over the ones we've learned previously. L'malo mehen, a higher level than the ones we've previously mentioned. Mikvah, a gathering of water. Sheyesh bo yavoyim sa'a, that has 40 so'im of rainwater. Sheboi toivlim. In this mikvah, first of all, a person who is tamei can immerse himself and remove his tamei. And umatvilim, you could also be Toivel, you can immerse kelim tameim, vessels which are tummy, in this mikveh, but providing that the water is stationary. Ma'ilu mehen, a higher level than this, ma'in, which is a well, which comes forth from the ground. Shemeim of mu'atin, that has doesn't have 40 saw, which means it has little water. V'shirav ol ma'im shuvim, and then water which is shuvim, water which was accumulated in a vessel, which would be possible if it fell into a mikveh, but it fell into this mayin, into this well, and now you have 40 saw. So shove le mikveh le tayev eshber. This will now have the status of a mikveh to be metayev eshberin, that is only will be metayev when the water is standing, not while it's flowing. However, le mayin le tayev echolshu. On the other hand, it has similarities to the mayin, to the well, which we've said earlier in our introduction to the Masechta, that a well has the property of being mitar, although it's flowing, which is one of the fundamental differences between a well and a rainwater mikveh. In this situation, we have a hybrid. We have a mikveh which is part mayim shuvim and part of mayim. So the compromise that the Mishnah teaches us is that this mikveh is kosher to be toivel in as long as you have a situation where the water is stationary, but it does not have the necessity of having complete shear of memso. Many Mefarshim ponder this point as to why we make such a compromise. If on one hand, if you consider it a regular mikveh, so why don't you need memso? On the other hand, if it's considered a mayan, the fact that it's matai v'kolshu, so then why does it have to be beshber? Perik Aleph Mishnah Ches. And with this, we're going to conclude the six levels of mikvahs. L'mayim mehen, higher level than the mikvah previously mentioned, mayim muchen, which is water of a well, which is not diluted with any tap water, which was received in a vessel, etc. However, it's muchen, it's not quality water, whether it's too salty, it's bitter. Shehein v'tayim v'zoichlen. This type of water, this body of water, being that it's a mayim, it can be metayev v'zoichlin, even while it's running. It doesn't have to be contained with walls. And one can immerse himself even though the water is running. L'mayla mehen, higher level than this, which is the sixth and final level of mikvois, mayim chayim, natural spring water which is clean and pure and is drinkable, that shehein tefila l'zavim, which is kosher for the immersion of Azov, where the Torah specifies specifically v'rochatz b'sari b'mayim chayim, that his immersion has to be performed in mayim chayim, which is the case that this Mishnah is talking about, v'hazoy l'mitzorim, and also this is water which can be used to sprinkle the mitzorah when he undergoes his tahara process, which over there it also says el kli cheres al mayim chayim, k'shem l'kadosh mehen mechatos, and this water is also kosher to be used for the ashes, to be mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, to be sprinkled on a person's atomic mace, Shlishi Vishvi, L'tarosoi, it also says Mayim Chaim, B'nosnol of Mayim Chaim El Keli, so here also this Mayim Chaim is good for that as well.